Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. And many days I come to the microphone and I say we have a very, very special program and a special guest, and I've never meant it more than today. We have a man on that I love. He is someone that I have admired for years. And, you know, I've always been excited to have 10 million books out there. He has 94 million books, and one in six Americans know his name. And Max Lucado is with us today, everybody. Max, welcome to New Life Live. I'm so glad you're here today.
Well, it's always a joy to hear your voice. I can't think of a time in which your ministry is more strategic and more needed than during this global pandemic, because nobody helps us deal with the issues of emotional health more directly than you do. And I think that's absolutely essential to get through this.
Well, thank you for that. And let me invite everybody. You know, we're going to be talking about a book that Max wrote, and it's called Anxious for Nothing. And a gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. I tell you, there's never been a better time for this and never a better book for it. But please, a gift of any amount, and we will send you that book. Now, let me just mention that if you want to speak with Max or me or us together, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. What an opportunity to speak with such a wise man and such a fun person. Love getting to be with you, Max. Max joined us on a golf trip we took, and it was really quite a time, and who knew that all that was going to come about would be coming about now. And so I just want to ask you about one thing, Max. I want to start this off. There are a lot of people that are afraid, and they're anxious. In fact, Salem Broadcasting said that on all of their different platforms, anxiety and fear, those are the words that are being searched the most. And that yet some people will say, well, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And if we're afraid, sometimes we can feel ashamed in light of that scripture. What do you say to that person as we get started today?
Well, anxiety is not a sin. Let's just be clear about that.
Yeah.
Anxiety is not a sin. Anxiety is the God-given response to an uncertain future. It's the reaction that we have when we're walking through a forest in the middle of the night. We can't see what lies ahead. And so God equipped us with this amygdala in our brain that activates like a sensor, like a house alarm, telling us to be careful. To the people who say you should be ashamed for being anxious, I take them to the Garden of Gethsemane. What was Jesus experiencing if it wasn't anxiety? He fell face on the ground. He cried out three times. He brought friends as a support group. The book of Hebrews said he cried out with loud cries and tears. That's anxiety. Now, he didn't allow anxiety to keep him from moving forward,
right.
And that's important. So, but I think the first point is such a great question to start with. Anxiety is not a sin. It's the natural response to an unseen future.
In fact, I would say if you're not feeling a little bit of anxiety and fear in light of the things that are going on, I got to, I mean, maybe we need to hook you up with a psychiatrist or something. I just think this is the real, this is real stuff. And so.
This is unprecedented.
Be kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be kind of normal. All right. More of this. 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I am with Max Lucado. He's the author of Anxious for Nothing, and so grateful to have him the whole hour. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, let me just, before we go back to Max, encourage you, at 5 o'clock on Eastern Time, I'm doing another Facebook Live. I'm doing this every day. And I tell you, if I was in 14 days of isolation, everybody, I was here at my office for 14 days, had no human contact whatsoever. And I got to tell you, in the midst of that, it was scary. Things did go bump in the night. It happened to be an ice machine, but I didn't know that till I spent the night here, and I spent it night after night. So what you've been through, I've been through it too, and I want to encourage you, and I'm doing that at 5 o'clock every day on Facebook Live, 5 Eastern Time. 1-800-229-3000, the number to join us here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, a gift of any amount. I'll send you this amazing book, Be Anxious for Nothing. Well, I know, Max, that you have been speaking around the country. You've been doing interviews all over trying to help people. I've seen some of the things that you've done online. What are you hearing from folks? What's on the heart of folks? And what have you been saying to them that you think has maybe given them a bit of hope or encouragement in one of the most difficult times that I've ever experienced in my life?
Yeah, and by the way, Steve, I'm so glad you're better. golly, I can't imagine what you've gone through. Oh, I'm so sorry. You had to go through that. And I'm glad you're, you know, got to, that you're here. You mentioned our golf trip. I'm not getting off the track too far here, but I got to tell
That's okay.
you, I keep a picture of that golf trip on my iPhone as my screensaver, because that was such fun. I don't know when I had so much fun.
And we did have a lot of fun.
My phone, we had a blast. We did. And I looked down and I thought, that seems like a world ago. You know,
uh-huh,
it was
yes.
so normal. You could catch a flight. You could eat any play. It just seems... And it seems all of a sudden so to I think get to your question, what are people experiencing? I think a part of it is shock.
Yes.
Shock. Mm-hmm. But where did this come from? You know, everything was so normal. Just it seems like 2 or 3 weeks ago, a month ago, and we got caught in this sudden hurricane, this thunderstorm. And I hear that a lot in people's in voices when I talk to them. We invite people to submit prayer requests every day on my little check-in time that I do. And I sense that. I think it's a lot of shock.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the midst of shock, you know, here's something that has simply never changed, has not changed, that God does absolutely love us. And it
does.
Max, don't you think it's a great time for folks to do a little work on that love relationship with God? The more love we experience from Him in my life, the more security that I can have.
Oh, man. Boy, you're nailing it on the head. Okay, so you remember the story of the disciples getting caught in the storm on the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
And how Jesus was up on the mountain praying, and they, by his command, were out in the middle of the sea, and they were supposed to be rowing the boat to Capernaum, which should have taken them about an hour. But there they get in the boat about at 6 p.m., somewhere around there, and at 3 a.m., they're still caught in the storm. Now, that story has always empowered me and helped me. But there's something I never understood until just this week. At least I'm understanding it. And that is when they saw Jesus coming to them, they thought he was a ghost. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They thought he was a ghost, and they were afraid of him. And it just dawned on me, I'm seeing people do that right now. They are misinterpreting God in this moment. They're saying God is punishing us. God mm-hmm. is angry at us. God may be good, but he's not strong, or he may be strong, but he's not good. They're misinterpreting who God is. And that's exactly what the disciples did. And Jesus invites us to invite him into the boat so he can reveal himself to us, so we can see him. And once he got in the boat, the water was calm, and they were immediately transported to the shore. So I think there's a lot of people misinterpreting God right now. And I invite people, take the whole of history, take the whole of the Bible, everything about the Bible, and filter this through that lens. God is always good. He is always strong. He is always present. He is always meeting us in our storm. And so don't misinterpret God in this moment. He is who he is. He is the great I am. And he's going to get us through this.
He is. And, you know, we see God at work. And I've mentioned this before. In every epidemic or pandemic, the church has grown, except for one. When the AIDS epidemic occurred, we didn't do too well at reaching out to folks who had AIDS. But in every other epidemic, people have witnessed what God was doing through other people, and they've wanted to be part of the church. And just like at our church, and I'm sure many others, we're not going to church, but we're seeing twice as many people watch it online as would ever go. And so God is going to bring glory from this in spite of whatever Satan wants to have happen with this. And God's there for us, and He loves us. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if God was punishing us, hey, listen, he wouldn't mess around with some little virus like this. I mean, we'd be wiped out with fire, brimstone, something
gone.
Like that already. It'd be over. And it would have been over a long time ago. It's a fallen world. We have disease in this fallen world. But God is in control, and he loves us, and we're going to get through it. Just like after 9/11, we thought, man, it's hopeless. But it wasn't, and we got through it. Let's go to James, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. James listens on Sirius XM satellite radio. We're sure glad that he does. James, you're on with Max Lucado and Steve Arterburn here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you for allowing me to have a question on the show. First-time caller, first-time anything like such that we're talking about. Obviously, these times are... I think that a good word would be sporadically chaotic because they seem as if there's so many different levels of emotion, so many different levels of faith, or even maybe some without faith. And so you have all these different spectrums. So what I'm seeing is myself, I'm 47 years old, born again believer as of the time that I was 35. At that point, I had lived such a broken life, a worldly life, an ungodly life. And then when I come to the Lord, all the answers that were unanswered, or all the questions that were unanswered for so long, there was the answer. So I want to make it quick and just say, how can we encourage people? Because I know that when I found the answer of God, of Christ, of truth, of promise, of purity, holiness, all these things that we gain once we come to Christ, how can we encourage people who are, you know, maybe believers or even non? Because I think it's both. I think believers get anxious. I myself, not to be opposite of what you said a minute ago, I'm not anxious about it because, once I said, again, all the questions that I ever had about life in general and what is to come and so on was answered when I found Christ, when I found God, when he called me into him. So, but maybe not everybody experiences it like that. So how can we encourage people to say that God has already seen the end from the beginning? You mentioned a minute ago the whole Word of God, all of history. We can look at that, and we can understand that there is promise in this. And that promise is not a promise that's going to be broken. It's not going to be disdained in any kind of way, no matter how fallen the world is that we live in, no matter the disease, the sickness, the war, all the negatives. how can we encourage people to know that, hey, that victory, that promise, that salvation, that hope, that future, how can we give that to them so that they don't live with such a fear, so that they don't live with, and yeah. There again, that's pretty much the question.
Okay. Max, you want to start on this? What do you say is the way for us to deliver that to other folks, maybe even non-believers?
Well, I would say to my brother there, you just did it. I mean, golly, I was getting goosebumps listening to that. That's our story right there. That's our story. Mm-hmm. Not that our lives are free of fear, but that God equips us. And as the Lord opens the door for us to do what you just did, my friend, and that is articulate your faith. That's what we do. Early on, in fact, on March the 2nd, when I was in New York City, believe it or not, on February the 29th, and that's when all this was beginning to really break out. March 1st, I got on a commercial airline and flew home, and March the 2nd, I got up and I was watching the news, and I thought, this is really going to get bad, and I say this carefully, but I think the Lord spoke to me. And I think he said, remember Joseph in the Old Testament. Remember Joseph stockpiled 7 years of grain so that during the famine, he would have 7 years of provision. Well, what God has been doing is in people like you, my brother, he's given you 7 years. Seven is a complete number. He's given you a granary of hope, wisdom, grace, understanding, courage. And now it's our opportunity to feed the nations, just like you said. Mm-hmm. Just open it up and speak words of truth every opportunity we get.
And, you know, I think, James, you have done such a great job of communicating, and I want to encourage you to do that. And then I think when we add one other thing, when we listen to folks, I think a lot of times people just want to be heard, and they don't know if somebody's safe to share a fear or a concern. And when we listen, we really are. We're earning the right to then share with them how we feel or what we believe. And so I think that can be a great encouragement. Now, James, I'm going to send you a copy of Anxious for Nothing. And that's another way that you could really reach out and minister to somebody, is to give them this great resource. We'd love your support, and so a support of any amount, I'll send you this book, Anxious for Nothing. Let's go to Charles from Athens, Georgia. He's listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern. Charles, how you doing? What's going on in your life today?
Well, I'm doing okay. I just was... always been perplexed about something when it came to salvation, and that was, is there a universal spiritual experience of the soul where that if what you've experienced in salvation lines up with what you're supposed to experience, that way you know you're really saved and not deceived? What I mean by that is, in my own experience, I went to a church some 20-something years ago, and I had repented from a lot of terrible sin, and I was demonized really bad. And the pastor, he said, well, after about a year, he said, let's try a deliverance session or something. And I'm like, okay. And it was really a confession of sin session is what it turned out to be. And when I didn't even have a lot of confidence it would work. But after he anointed me with the oil and they prayed for me, there was a couple of men there, and I walked outside the church door, and instantly I was transformed. All the depression and the pain was gone. I couldn't even feel the weight of my own body. And my countenance was so dramatically changed. A friend that had known me, I went over to see him in his business. You know, we've been roommates in college, and he took a look at me and he said, boy, your face looks so different. You're just changed. What happened to you? I told him. But the problem is, I mean, even for the next 3 weeks, I had like childhood innocence of soul, you know, and I'm like 40 years old. And
so what's the question for us, Charles? What's the question you're asking here?
The question is, all right, I had to give the experience. The question is, at that time, I did not experience a real joy and peace entering into my life. The question is it possible to have a born-again experience of cleansing of all sin, you know, not to perfection, but all sin, and be have childhood innocence of soul and not be saved because you didn't experience joy and peace?
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Max Lucado and the book, the wonderful book, Anxious for Nothing. And I really do believe if you have struggled with fear, anxiety during this time, please, please, I just pray that you would get this book, gift of any amount, I will send it to you. Now, Charles has asked us about salvation and an experience that he had, and we want to talk to you about salvation. And Max, you want to start here with Charles because he's really asking the question: am I born again?
Hello,
Max. Can you hear me? Max, maybe,
please forgive me. I had pushed my mute button. Now,
oh,
I'm not
dear.
Too bright, Steve. You know that, don't you?
That's not true. So what do you... I mean, I think we have to, for everybody's sake, fortunately, salvation doesn't depend on an experience of joy or anything like
Amen.
That. So let's talk
Amen.
About, to help Charles with that.
Yeah, Charles, it sounds to me like you were a Christian who grew in your faith. You had a moment in which you gave your life to Christ, and it seemed to be less significant than a moment that happened sometime later in which there was a true encounter with the Holy Spirit. But I would suggest to you that you were you were saved before you went into that experience. I mean, if we ever let salvation depend upon an emotional experience, then we've created a form of salvation by works, a salvation by what we do. The salvation is all about God. It's all about God. It's His grip on us, not our grip on Him that matters. And so I celebrate the fact that you were saved. I also celebrate that moment in which it seems like there was kind of a sanctification movement or maybe revival moment in your life. And God bless you. May you have 100 more of those in your lifetime.
Well,
yeah, I agree. And Charles, you know, Jesus says, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And then we see in Romans 10:9, you know, it says, if we will confess before men or tell men that we believe in Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, and we're vocal about that and we believe that, that we're going to be saved. And it doesn't say anything about a feeling that's associated with that. Does that answer your question at all? Does that help at all or
yeah.
not?
Yes, it does, pretty much so. It's all the spiritual warfare I've had to fight in the last years, you know. And it makes me question, how can a person be, you know, really oppressed spiritually and not have the love, joy, and peace I see in other Christians and really be saved?
Yeah. Well, just know that Jesus felt a lot of stuff pretty crummy, too. Go ahead, Max.
Well, no, I was going to say, amen. You know, that happens. It really does. You know, again, don't let the struggle... Sometimes the fact that you're struggling is an indication that you are saved, not an indication that you're
there
not.
There you go.
Because the devil's trying to pull you down, to beat you up. We go through stormy seasons. I think as a society now, we're going through stormy seasons. That's why we always have to go back to the fact that we're saved by grace through faith, not by works. And works can be an experience or a feeling or an emotion. So let's stay away from thinking that is a validating way God validates our salvation. He doesn't do that. Salvation is validated by simply placing our trust in Christ. It's that simple.
Amen. Now, you know, Charles, I hope and pray, and I'll send you this book, Be Anxious for Nothing. I think you're going to like it. And, you know, just back to this issue of whether or not God causes something like this, I think the thing to do is act like God did cause it. And in other words, personally say, okay, so what does God want me to change, to do in response to this? And then do that. Do the next right thing. And don't waste something as dramatic and powerful as this. Do something different in response to it. I'm not going to do a segue to Larry by saying, speaking of different, but Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio with us. And Larry, we need to ask people to support us during this time, and then we'll go back to our phone calls. But
yeah,
what's your message for everybody today?
Well, you know, I always feel a little reluctant at times like this about asking people to give when everybody's in such a state and a lot of financial issues and all. And then I stop and realize, you know, giving is a spiritual experience. And
yes,
why should we disallow that or not give people opportunity to experience that? Because it is it's more meaningful to the giver than it is to the receiver, I think. And so I just...
Well, and you can't get out and do a lot of things for people, but you can sure do it through here because we're going to help them.
Yeah, and, you know, Max started the show saying that during this time, New Life's Ministries more needed than ever, and I think he's absolutely right. So I want to ask you, would you make a gift to New Life? Would you join Club New Life? Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and find out the benefits of Club New Life, what it takes. $30 a month is what it takes. I also ask you to tell others about what we have to offer. We have a lot of free resources, and let other people know about it. Call and learn about those if you don't know what they are, and we have videos, we have audio, we have tip sheets, a lot of good stuff. Our goal is to help people find a different life in Christ, to find a different way of thinking so that things change for them. They live in the Spirit the way God wants them to. So 800-NEW-LIFE, give us a call, please, and help us out.
Everything we have, we're making it available to you.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're on with Max Lucado, 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our new Everyman's Battle is coming up here in April, and it is decentralized, and it's going to be a wonderful online experience one day. And so please sign up for that. Now, I was just reading about fear, and, you know, it's very hard to be afraid while you're laughing. And many of you know we use humor at New Life because humor is a bonding experience. And whenever I speak, I'm often known as the sarcastic teaching pastor at our church, and it's always a risk. And so I just want you to know that if I were to get the virus, I am ready. I was sharing with some things that I wanted if I were to die, and I know this will offend some of you, but I do think laughter is important. If I'm cremated, I've asked that right before I pass that they would pour some popcorn within me, and then when they put me in that oven there, you would hear the popping, and I would have the last laugh. And if not, if I have a funeral, the wreath is on the casket, I'd like somebody to walk up there, throw that into the audience to see who's next. Just a couple of things there that I've prepared for. But this is serious business, and we'll go back to the phones here. And how about we talk here to Jody from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She watches on Facebook. Hey, Jody, how are you doing? You're on with Max.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. How could we help you, or did you have a comment you wanted to make?
I actually have a comment. I used to, this is, you know, a comment to Max. I used to read your books and listen to you years ago. And when I went to a different church that I go to now, but then sort of lost touch. I went through a really bad depression, and I was actually institutionalized for several years. But was able to rehabilitate myself about two years ago. So I'm back and I'm healthy again. And about a week or so ago, I was on Facebook and you happened to show up on my news feed, and I was like, praise God, he's back.
Yeah.
So he's back, and I saw your Anxious for Nothing study, and I saw you were doing it online, and I immediately signed up for it. So, I'm medically diagnosed with anxiety along with depression, and I'm an essential employee. I work at Wawa. I don't know if you know about Wawa stores, but I work at Wawa, and they're a gas station type, convenience type store. So,
great coffee.
I'm
great
anxious.
Coffee. Yeah.
Yes, they do. We're known
well,
for our
can
coffee.
I, Jody?
So I'm anxious but, because
Jody,
I'm a,
can
I'm
I ask
a
you a quick question? I want to ask you a quick question,
sure.
And we'll go to Max here. What made the difference? I mean, you said you were institutionalized for years. What made the difference that allowed you to walk out of that place? What was it?
You mean to come out of the darkness?
To be, you said you were institutionalized for. Yeah. What made the difference? Was it a new medication?
Well,
was
well,
it a different kind of help or what?
It was. Yeah. Well. I went really dark. I committed suicide. And because I was on the wrong medication, and I kept telling my psychiatrist I'm on the wrong medication. And then I got sent to, I also at the same time had an injury to my toe when I tried to commit suicide. And I got sent to a personal care home. And from there, just God placed the right people in my life at that time. And I had a caseworker who helped me just because I wouldn't talk. I was I wouldn't talk. And she opened me up and she got me to the right people, to the right psychiatrist, to the right
Wonderful.
Therapist, got me on the better medication. I'm on a great medication now. And my therapist
Super.
Is wonderful. In fact, I just saw her on Tuesday, and I told her, I just put my head back in a chair, and I just said, I'm so anxious. I'm so afraid I'm going to get sick because I don't have the luxury of the 6 foot rule being at the cashier, at the register.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We have people coming in our store.
So, Jody, do you have a question for Max that you want to ask him while you're on here?
How can I from your study, what I printed out the 8x11 of the prayer from Philippians, and I have it hanging up in my room. And,
there you go.
How can I just not, and I read it every day when I wake up. I read it every day when I wake up and before I go to sleep, because I work third shift. So I do that every day, and I remember the calm thing, and, you know, so how
That's
can
a question for him,
keep,
though.
How can I keep pushing forward?
Okay, great question. What do you say, Max?
Great question. Well, first of all, it's great to reconnect with you. It really is.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And your story reminds us that for some people, for many people, dealing with anxiety is a serious issue.
Yes.
It is something that requires professional help. And it requires medicinal help. And if that's
right.
somebody else that's listening today, then receive that. Receive that. You know, if you had a broken
right.
arm, you wouldn't say, well, I've got to have faith and I'm just going to let it heal. You would go to a professional.
And don't be...
And
Right, and don't be ashamed to receive it. There's so much stigma
Absolutely.
Out there about mental health.
Yeah, right.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, yeah. So God bless you.
There's nothing wrong
You're
with that.
You're a good example to us. You're a great example. And
thank you.
May the Lord continue. What she referred to there, Steve, is the CALM acronym, C-A-L-M, and it's based on Philippians 4.
Okay.
Rejoice in the Lord always. That's we celebrate God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. So we ask God for help. And then with gratitude, we leave our concerns with him. We trust that we're going to leave them with him. And then the last part of that passage is meditate on good things. And then Paul lists, I think, 9 different things to meditate on. So it's kind of a simple tool that I've found very helpful, Steve.
And how can other people get that, Max? Where can they get that tool?
It's in the book, but it's also at maxlocato.com. We have a free online Bible study, absolutely
Wonderful.
Free.
Right.
That's
where I found it.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what she's talking about. It's just kind of a
Super.
Helpful mental exercise tool. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so maxlocato.com is where. And then, Jody, I'm going to send you his book, Anxious for Nothing. I'm really glad that you called. And for everybody, you know, if you've had trouble and you're struggling now, connection. Find some way possible to connect with people in ways that you never, ever had before. All right. Hold on. Let's talk with Pamela, Dallas, Texas, KWRD. You're on with Max Lucado here. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Great. How can we help today?
Okay. I have 2 questions. First is, how do you explain free will to another Christian? And how do you, and should another Christian be judging if someone is saved?
Okay. Max?
I kind of have a feeling there's a question behind those questions. Is there a little context that might help?
Well, I don't want to get into it too much because
there's just
continuing argument, and it's just someone believes certain things and someone else believes something else.
Well, you know, when we talk about free will, there's a variety of categories. I guess the fundamental question of free will is demonstrated in the garden. Check me on this, Stephen, if you have a better answer. But in the Garden of Eden, when Eve could have opted not to take the forbidden fruit. I mean, she had the choice. She had the choice. So from the very beginning, an expression of God's love is that he gives us the free will to either choose him or reject him, to obey him or disobey him. And both of those options, those pathways, have consequences. So that's where the whole idea of free will, the conversation begins, right there in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. And, you know, I know this. God's seen the whole movie. Everybody has a script. We get off script. But he still sees the movie that is there. And so I just hope and pray you'll make the right decision. Use your free will today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with one of my favorite people in the world, Max Lucado. He is the author of Anxious for Nothing, a gift of any amount. I'll send it to you. If you go to newlife.com, right there on the website is Are You Looking for Hope During the Crisis? And we have many, many things free for you. We've opened up our video library for you. and hope and pray that you can use that and be encouraged by it and strengthened from it. I can't encourage you enough to get this book. I'm going to go to one more caller, and then I want Max to hopefully to give us all some encouragement here before we get off of the program here. But first, we'll go to Nicholas, and I'm so sorry. This is going to be my last call. I've got so many people lined up here. Nicholas, Saratoga Springs, New York, WBAR. You're on with Max and Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourselves?
Doing okay. Do you have a comment or a question? I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call.
Okay, very quickly. Max started the conversation with Jesus in the tumultuous waters, and when Peter asked to go to Jesus, he came. Well, when we take the eyes off of Jesus, we can sink too.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
So my faith isn't who he is. He felt every emotion humanly possible, okay? But he's our Savior. Okay.
Right.
And the other thing is to give comment to the people who are out there risking their lives to try to help us. In the very beginning when the news media came on, I was extremely angry. That for me, my perception was hysteria and paranoia. I refuse to listen to the hysteria and paranoia when I have a Lord and Savior and I have people who are working for our benefit.
Okay, well, I appreciate that that comment, and I'll just say this, Max, it is important for us in these tough times to keep our eyes on Jesus. I think we'd all agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes, and I agree 100%. I think that comment is spot on. I think that's really what the Apostle Paul was saying there in Philippians 4. When he said, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice. This idea of rejoicing is not necessarily a celebration, an emotional celebration, but it's more a resolution. We rejoice
it is a resolution.
In God's presence and his strength and his ability. So it's essential that we lift up our eyes and we focus on God during a season like this.
Amen. Yeah, Max, I think that is so true. And there's so many other things to focus on. We can really, really get tripped up. But let's stick to the main thing, everybody, that we have hope in God, our Creator. We have comfort and power in the Holy Spirit. We have forgiveness for our sins in Jesus Christ and a model of courage in the midst of tremendous suffering. Well, I want you to just take whatever time you want here, Max, as we close up the program, and encourage people during this time and give them, I mean, you make a title out of a verse, Anxious for Nothing. And it's pretty amazing that we don't have to be anxious for anything. But some of us have conditions, we've been through things, and we are. And for those that are feeling the anxiety, whatever the source, whether it is just a spirit of fear, it's oppression, or it's valid, what is the encouragement and the direction for them today at this time?
Well, Steve, I think it's important for us to kind of go back to where we began. And that is to point out that anxiety comes with life. This passage, be anxious for nothing, this Greek tense that Paul uses there is not meant to suggest never feel anxiety. But the real idea, the Greek tense says, do not allow yourself to be in a perpetual state of anxiety.
There you go.
So the idea is, and the reason for that is because unbounded or extended times of anxiety can lead to bad decisions. We'll take it out on people. We'll beat ourselves up. Psalm 34 says, do not fret, it only causes harm. It causes harm to our bodies, to our bowels, to our relationships, to our health. It's just rough on us. So those four ideas we talked about earlier, I keep coming back to. Make sure every day you celebrate God. Just worship Him. I began today in a storage closet on a yoga mat on my face. That's how I begin. I don't know how to start a day better. You would not want to see me. I'm still in my pajamas. I haven't shaven. I look pathetic, but I'm on my face before God. I've got to start there, because if I start with the news, if I start with all the challenges, I'm overwhelmed. But it helps me to just celebrate who God is. And then ask Him for help. Get specific. Say, Lord, today I really feel frustrated because I've got three kids under the age of 10, and all of a sudden I'm a homeschool mom, and I don't want to be. You just tell Him. Tell Him.
Yeah.
Leave it with Him. Leave it with Him. And keep doing this all day long. Just keep giving it to Him. And then do your very best to meditate on good things. You know, the old saying is true. Think about what you think about. You know, be careful. Guard what goes into your mind. And if you find yourself expressing constant barrage of anxiety or anger, then probably you've got too much anxiety stored up inside of you.
Right.
Jesus said it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So put good things in your heart. That's why we worship. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we believe. And as Christians, we can do this. We can do this. I don't know how a secular person does this, but as a Christian, we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help us do this. And we have Scripture, and we have worship. And so let's avail ourselves of every opportunity to manage our hearts so that we can help other people manage theirs.
Thank you for that. And I just want to say this to everybody. If you read the Bible, you see Jesus spending so much time in prayer. And then here we hear Max talking about being on his face in the morning before God in prayer. Are you doing that? Maybe that's the thing that God had you listen to this broadcast for, is to get a renewed heart and a renewed commitment to spend time with God, just spending great, wonderful time with God. Now, there's a reason that Max has so many people reading his books, because they're really, really meaningful, and they're beautifully written. And here's this anxious for nothing, a way to discover how to live free or not be overwhelmed or overcome by anxiety during this time. Please get this gift of any amount. I will send it to you, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, to get it or to find out about any of the things that we do here. We want to help you in any way that we can. So the website is newlife.com. There's an app. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't struggle alone. But really, it's almost like a divine appointment every time I get to have Max on the broadcast, because I know there are people that are going to hear him that maybe wouldn't hear our voices. So I'm so grateful, Max. Thanks for being here. And anybody, it's anxious for nothing. Don't struggle alone. Put this material in your mind. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. We love Max. We love this book.
Thanks for
listening. See you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.